just going to lead into civil strife, because we are seeing the wholesale destruction of people's livelihoods, of social cohesion. People can no longer live together in peace and harmony. There's so much suspicion in our communities. The organizational capacities of people, where they were uniting to do progressive things like Zundera Mambo, or their churches, or their social clubs, or cooperatives, all those things have been destroyed by this political volatility.
We also hear of a trend where victims of violence are being denied assistance. Can you tell us more about this?
The security complex has made it very difficult for humanitarian actors to support the internally displaced. We're even hoping to see the Red Cross being very neutral and widely accepted humanitarian actor, playing a more pronounced role. But even their response has been very muted, to say the least. So the security complex has made it difficult for people that have taken in the internally displaced. I'm talking here about the safe houses or the churches or other well-wishers. They are also being victimized for keeping together these people.
So can you just describe to us how this situation is like on the ground?
Well, you would have to go and see rooms full of people in plasters and bandages. People who had just ran away from their homes and walked hundreds of kilometers to the security of Harare. We had people who had nowhere else to go but seek refuge at the embassies. We have people, reports of people hiding in mountains, unable to go back to their permanent areas of residence. So it is one crisis that is very complex, multifaceted, and one that has severe impact on people like those living with HIV and AIDS, and our children especially.